I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Internet Marketing.
Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Rob Watson, Head of Digital Marketing at Suppliant. Rob, how are you doing?
Very well, Andy, very well.
And welcome back to the show, because you were on several months ago, weren't you, talking about shopping, I seem to remember.
That's right, yeah, no, it was about a year ago now. It's my year anniversary.
Congratulations. So you've done this before, but just for the benefit of those who don't know you, tell us just a little bit about Rob Watson.
Yeah, of course. So Head of Digital Marketing at Suppliant. We're a agency based in Northampton. We help businesses make more money from the internet.
Fantastic. And today, it's the title of the show is Multilingual AdWords, Parlez-vous Anglais. I suppose that's the French way of saying it. So we're still on the subject of retailers, but there's been a few more things going on, isn't there? What advice would you have for retailers that are looking to start selling in countries that speak foreign languages?
So this is something that we've helped a number of retailers do over the last 10 years. Mm. First thing we start off with is fairly obvious, is to actually understand if there is a market for what you're selling. And quite often what we find is that there will be people who will be finding your site, your UK site, from other parts of the world anyway. So first port of call would be Google Analytics, looking at those, that the country reports that they have in there, looking at conversion rates, just getting a sense for where you have traffic coming from, other parts of Europe perhaps. Are people buying, and at what kind of rate they're buying? Because once you've got a little bit of a market, that's when you can start to look to scale it up. Mm. Other things you've got to consider is how you're going to resource it. So there's plenty that can be done internally with some really basic translation tools. Google Translate can get you a fair way there. It's obviously not ideal, and it's got limitations. But yeah, you can deal with email in a roundabout kind of way with Google Translate. How you then handle if somebody happens to phone up and one of your sales team gets a little bit freaked out when somebody starts speaking French to them is another matter. But you know, things to consider there. Yeah, you know, some of the companies that we work with, that's somewhere where they look to local colleges, find overseas students that can work on a part-time basis, you know, things like that. There's solutions. Beyond that, what you're going to do if you're advertising. So if you keep it, so you've got an English site, you want to advertise in France or Italy, completely legitimate to do that. You can create an ad that makes your site look to be fully translated, but it might not necessarily be the right thing. You'd get plenty of clicks on the ad, but can you do a blended advert, something that's partially translated, so it's clear that if somebody sees that ad, they'll understand what you're advertising, but they'll also know that you're going to, when they click, they're going to be dealing with an English site. That's worked for us in the past. That can work, but obviously your ad, the stats that you might get used to seeing in AdWords in terms of the levels that people click on them will probably look horrific. But yeah, if the profit's there, if you're getting sales, then it's fine. It's all proof of concept. It's ideas that you can test to see whether you can scale this up or not.
That's a really interesting idea, actually, Rob, isn't it? This notion of partially translating your ad and leaving some of it English and translating just selected bits of it to the language. Is this a new idea or has it been around for a while?
That's something that we've been experimenting for quite a while, actually. I mean, where we came from with this, the first company that we were working with that were doing this was a company where the products that they had were quite niche. So there was a demand, there was a natural flow of people overseas that were aware of these products. They're automotive products in this case, and it's quite a there's a market there where people will, if they can't find it in their own country, then they'll look to the UK. Mm. And I mean, it's still the situation that whether the UK is a very mature e-commerce market, a lot of Europe presents an opportunity to UK retailers, because we've been infrastructure-wise, we've got a lot more experience. We've been doing it for longer, and there is still a flow of people from overseas that will come to UK sites to transact.
Mm.
So it's not unusual to find somebody in Denmark, for example, who will be looking to a UK site to purchase their slightly more exclusive alloy wheels or something, because there's passion behind that. People will go that extra step. But I mean, the other thing with this as well is a lot of Europe are quite good at speaking English. It might not be the same the other way around, but yeah, it's pretty well understood. So you can get away with presenting an advert that has the terms that people are searching for. So there may be some translation, and with the way that AdWords works, the headline of the ad, there's a lot of weight to the words that you use there. So you'd look to translate that and maybe the first line of the ad, but the second line, potentially you're bringing in some English there, or at the very least, you're making it clear to the person that's looking at the ad that when they click through, the site itself is going to be in English.
Yeah.
It just saves wasting money as well on clicks where people might not expect that.
What about testing other channels, Rob, like sort of eBay and Amazon? Presumably that comes into it as well.
Yeah, I mean, the benefits of those channels is that you get to test other parts of your infrastructure without having to worry about the translation of the website or translation of your advertising. Because, yeah, when you're on Amazon.fr, obviously that's already translated, that's already dealt with. To list on there, you'll be needing to look at translating your copy, of course. Mm. But it will open you up to understand whether there is a market in a fairly inexpensive way to get that up and running, but also how you can then fulfill that market in terms of your customer service, in terms of your delivery, you know, the logistics of getting those products overseas. So yeah, no, testing those other channels as well is a very good way to go. It's all part of proof of concept.
Mm. Okay, so this is like the things to think about. So once the retailer has started this process, sort of presumably there are questions that need to be sort of asked moving on from this point.
Yeah, so once you've gone through those initial steps, reviewing what the results were, did you make any money? Does it prove that there is a market out there? Does it give you the sense that you can scale this? So did you hit your revenue targets? And then from the logistics point of view, were you able to handle the customer service? Is it the product that you're selling that it requires so much explanation and support that it becomes no longer viable because you're having to deal with so much additional support? Then return rates, what was your return rates acceptable? All these kind of little thoughts that you need to deal with, you need to answer. But if they all check out, if it all washes its face, then you've got to start thinking, what's the next step? You know, do you need to create for your site just dealing with translated landing pages, perhaps?
Mm.
So, you know, we talked about partially translated ads. Then we start to think, well, maybe a partially translated website is the way to go. If you can get people to that landing page and do enough to engage them to either contact you via email or the phone, but potentially if you think it's viable, then they can work their way through a English checkout with limited issues. Or alternatively, you think you could go the ultimate and go with the fully translated website.
Yeah, because that was my next question, because, you know, some of these retailers are already going to have, you know, foreign language websites and, you know, perhaps AdWords campaigns. What can they do to scale if they've already got this in place?
Well, I mean, this is one of the areas where we've been kind of focusing more over recent years. Yeah, in terms of how that can then be scaled, it's looking at what your internal resource can do, what they can provide. One of the ways that we like to work, and we've been working well over the last year, is with clients who have different language skills speakers within their own company. Mm. It's either the person that's helping with that customer service or the person that's been hired to do maybe even the social media or something like that. Working with those team members is a really compelling option. We can work with them, and they'll certainly be able to support an AdWords supplier with language, but also the fact that they understand the products as well. So we kind of get a bit of the best of both worlds. But working with that resource is a great way to look to try and scale things. The other thing then is Google Shopping. So from the previous steps, when you've just got your site and if it isn't fully translated, Google Shopping, which is...
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Utterly, utterly fantastic type of advertising for an e-commerce retailer. It's not available for you unless you've fully translated your site. It's one of the requirements that the whole checkout experience needs to be translated in the language of the country that you're targeting. So once you know that you've gone that step, then that opens up all that opportunity for you. The thing to bear in mind, though, with that, is that it's not available in all countries. So there are a number of countries, interestingly, Ireland's one, even though it's English speaking, that doesn't have Google Shopping at the moment. Other ones like Portugal doesn't have Google Shopping. And there are other countries such as Denmark, which does have Google Shopping, but it's been the rollout's been quite slow over there. Mm-hmm. So knowing the countries that you're going to work with, knowing that they've got things like Google Shopping available is something to be conscious of.
So you mentioned about sort of teamwork and stuff. What things can retailers get their own team members to help with?
Well, the big thing for us is keyword research. Now, it's not just a simple case with the different languages that it's just about translation. There's a lot of variations around what they term to as localization. So understanding the different market. I mean, one example that we were working on with a retailer that had a product that was like a Christmas stocking. Mm. One of the things, I mean, for us in the UK, that's quite a normal festive product to be selling. But within France and Germany, we were struggling with it because there's the traditions in those countries about when they hang up their stockings. It doesn't exist.
Yeah,
it was an interesting conversation that I had with the team member there, because hang up stockings. The Christmas presents get open on Christmas Eve, not on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's so different cultures, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that kind of relates back to my previous point about where we feel the benefit of working with team members who, instead of just knowing the language, can actually understand the culture as well, because you've got all these little nuances, all these variations where you just don't, you could think your product is great and you can think you label it a certain way, you name it a certain way and it's going to shift, but you've kind of missed this whole point that they don't have the same equivalent word for that product in that language.
Yeah. True localization.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a big thing for us. The next thing then is also within, and it's also kind of keyword related, within the AdWords itself is their ability to help with the search term reports.
Yeah.
So those are the reports that tell us exactly what people search for when they, or what they clicked on, what we paid for, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, it's those reports that tend to throw up some pretty interesting things, good or bad, quite often bad. And the ability to translate those. I mean, there's times when it does go beyond Google Translate's ability. I've many times tried to put these terms into Google Translate and it'll give you part of it. But then the word that you want to try and understand, it just throws exactly the same word back out at you. So you're kind of lost.
Yeah.
So yeah, the native speaker to be able to help with those things is really powerful. And then as addition to that, the ability to create the ads themselves. That's obviously a very important thing.
Yeah. Do Google have any specific features that will sort of benefit foreign language advertisers?
Yeah. There's a particular type of campaign that they have called dynamic search ads or DSA, which is something, I mean, it's been around for a while and they've been improving it quite a lot over the last 18 months. And from when it started, it was something that we experimented with and stopped using quite quickly because it was pretty awful. Mm. But they've made a lot of improvements. What it does is it basically scrapes your website, scrapes your landing page, and it will build ads for you and it will build keywords for you. And it will do that based on what you have on the site.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that sounds pretty awful. It sounds like it could just be a complete nightmare. But and I guess when we first started with it, it was pretty disappointing. But yeah, recent results, we've got a few clients that are using it and get some very, very great results out of DSA campaigns. But from a foreign language point of view, then yeah, extremely compelling opportunity that it presents. It's the fact that you don't have to go and do all your keyword research. You don't have to go and build all these keyword lists. You do have to create an ad template. So you do have to be able to translate the ad at least. But yeah, I mean, it's a ideal product for people looking to advertise in foreign languages. One of the slight downsides with it is that when we've tested it overseas, we've found that it just doesn't seem to get quite the level of interaction and impressions as we do in the UK. And I mean, it's probably something that will be improved upon, because a lot of the things that Google do generally get improved all the time. So I can imagine in maybe 6 months' time, it'll probably be flying again. But a great product.
Yeah, I must say, it sounds interesting. It actually sounds quite Heath Robinson. I'm guessing it uses some sort of artificial intelligence to construct an ad from what it finds on your page.
Yeah. I'd love to be able to attempt to explain how that works. But they've got some clever people working for them at Google.
Yeah.
So the other stuff that they do provide as well in very varied ways, and it's something that we as an agency we have access to on some of our accounts, is that they do provide a translation service as well. There are limits to what they'll offer. They want people that's going to spend a certain threshold. I think you're looking at around, it's not too bad actually, if you're spending in excess of £1,500 a month, then yeah, which isn't too bad. They will translate for you. Again, we've had mixed results with that. It's there as a service if you're pretty limited on your resource, then yeah, it's something that can be available.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got just one more thing to talk about before we go, actually. I know that you've had some experience with currencies, haven't you? As one final thing to talk about, making sure your currencies match.
Yeah. I think this is something that has presented a few reporting headaches in the past. I think if you're trying to accomplish a lot where you've got one of the things you're thinking about, maybe if we just create a European website, and which could be a solution, it's how you deal with reporting if you've got a neighbor like Germany to Denmark, where Germany would obviously all be in euros, but then Denmark is in krona, because the value is so dramatically different. It's kind of it's something like about 12 times on that value. So if you then got one cost value, so all of your cost is in euros, but you're then trying to separate how much of that cost is going to the Danish customers who are then transacting in a value that's 12 times greater than, it's really, really tough. Really, it's something to avoid, I think is the best way to put it.
It's definitely one to watch out for, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's all about the setup. If you get the setup right in the first place, then you can really save yourself a hell of a lot of headache and troubles when it comes to figuring out if you've actually made any money or not.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us today. So how can our listeners find out a little bit more about you and Suppliant up there in Nottingham?
Well, best thing, if there's anything that we've talked about here, anything you've heard that's got any set any light bulbs off or any of the things you want to pick my brains about separately, then best thing, send me an email, rob@suppliant.com.
Rob, thank you so much. And that's it for today, folks. Thanks for listening. The show notes, as usual, are at sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. We are on iTunes and Stitcher, and we would like reviews because it helps us to grow the audience, and that's always a good thing. If you want to connect with me, I'm Dr. Pod, DocTorPod, on Twitter and LinkedIn. Just mention the Internet Marketing Podcast when you want to connect on LinkedIn. Otherwise, I won't know who you are. If you've got questions or you want to leave a voicemail, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk, and the magic telephone line is +44 1273 256 150. Well, that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Rob.
Thanks, Andy.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.